since they want to know.
You're listening to Drive Time Sports with Jordan Buscarini on KOAL 107.3 FM at 7:50 a.m.
Back on Football Tuesday as we continue to preview the divisions ahead of camp just a few weeks out. We've talked AFC North last segment. Now we're going to go to the NFC North. And I've been looking forward to this preview because it's wide open.
Yeah, it's wide open.
It really is. I mean, it is. For the first time in a long time, the Green Bay Packers are not the cream of the crop. And I know every year it's hard to go against Green Bay, right? If you go back over the last 5-6 years, we've seen a watered-down NFC. And because of that, you would automatically look at Tampa Bay because they had Tom Brady. New Orleans because they had Drew Brees. Aaron Rodgers. Green Bay because they had Aaron Rodgers. And for the first time, this division doesn't have Aaron Rodgers. Best quarterback in this division, we're talking about
Jared Goff.
Maybe Kirk Cousins.
If we're just going off last year,
it's Jared Goff.
It's Jared Goff.
And I'm so happy to see it because I don't know that you will meet a better human being than Jared Goff. And you and I have talked off the cuff many of times. Sometimes you lose in the Super Bowl and you just can't get over it.
Yeah.
It's a stigma that sticks with you. And I remember when the Rams and the Lions made the trade, I was sad to see Jared Goff go, but there was also a point where it's like, they're not going to win with this guy. And I think a change of scenery is going to be best for both worlds. And at the time, we kind of viewed it as Detroit is buying an additional draft pick by taking Goff's massive contract extension on. All of a sudden, they got a franchise quarterback out of that trade.
You look at him last year, and he was lights out. The young play caller they got up there, man, we really like this offense. And, you know, I know Jahmyr Gibbs got a lot of flack. Detroit got a lot of flack for their draft. They were just you know, it was media hate. You know, just what are they doing?
I didn't like it.
I know you didn't like it, but I was thinking to myself, this kid's electric. I watch a lot of Alabama football. I think this kid is electric. I like what Jared Goff's doing. Right now, I'm taking Detroit to win this division. Now, could any of these teams win this division? Honestly, yes, because I think Justin Fields is going to take a leap. I think Jordan Love is going to take a leap, but I think they're a year away, both of them. Kevin O'Connell in Minnesota and Kirk Cousins another year, and Jefferson's like insane.
Right.
He's insanely good. Could they win it? But I'm going to take my pick right now. I think Dan Campbell – he's kind of evolving this football team how he wants it. They spent a lot of money in the secondary and did a lot in that secondary this year, right? That was a bad spot for them last year. I just really like this football team, Jordan. I think Detroit wins it, but I think they win with 10 wins.
Yeah, there's a lot to ask for a team that's so young, but really not now when you look at it, every team's young outside of Minnesota. Like, they are the seasoned vets within this division. Here's why I didn't like what Detroit did in the draft. They had the best player in the draft fall in their lap, if they so choose. And you and I had talked about this weeks leading up to it. Jalen Carter may be there at 6. And this was a added luxury for Detroit because they acquired the first-round pick in the Stafford deal. It wasn't their pick. It was the Rams' pick.
Yeah.
So instead of taking Tyree Wilson, put opposite of Hutchinson, instead of taking Jalen Carter, put in the middle of that defense, you trade back. And Vinny, I had a hard time with that because if we go back and just look at the statistics from last year, this team lost. This team was not in the playoffs. It wasn't because of Jared Goff. It wasn't because of the offense. It wasn't because of the running game. They had a dynamic running game.
It was the defense.
It was the defense. And you arguably had two of the best impactful players fall into your lap at number 6. And I think they overthought this. So you trade back, and then at 12, you go running back. That wasn't the problem last year. That was not the issue. And that was my problem with Detroit's draft. Their defense is what prevented them from getting in. That and some really horrible officiating in the Rams-Seahawks game to end the season.
Yeah, but that's pretty bad.
It was awful.
I saw that last night. In fact, I saw the highlights of that. That was awful.
It was not good. So that was my problem with Detroit. This is a team that, not to mention, you trade DeAndre Swift. We're going to act like DeAndre Swift is just chopped liver? They made moves that they didn't need to make. There was a lot of redundant moves on this roster. I did not love the offseason.
Yeah, and that's a good point. But for me, I just keep coming back to this idea that Dan Campbell had this vision in mind and some of these guys were not in it.
And that's fair, too.
And I just, you know, with Jalen Carter, I think Dan Campbell's looking at this guy going, you know what, I can't coach this kid.
See, but I think if anyone could, it would be Dan Campbell.
Maybe. And we don't know. A lot of these things happen.
We don't. We'll never know.
Did they interview him? I mean, did that interview go south in a hurry? Yeah. Was Dan Campbell looking at him after a couple of these answers going, all right, you got no place here. They picked up some capital. They did what they thought was best. I still think this team wins the division. I really do. I think it's going to be a close, another one. They'll all be grouped together. But I think Detroit wins it with 10 wins. I think Minnesota's right down on their, breathing down their neck. I love Kirk Cousins with another year of O'Connell. I just think that marriage is going to be, you know, really good. I don't understand. You know, we've talked at length. Still puzzling a little bit. There's still some problems with the Cook deal.
Doesn't make much sense.
It doesn't make much sense. But, again, personality might fit into that. I don't know. Maybe. Defensively, they need to improve. We know that.
I don't know that they did.
They didn't seem to.
I can say the same thing about Minnesota. Okay. You look within that division and say, if you can correct some things defensively, you're in the driver's seat for the next couple of years because it's a youth movement throughout the other three teams. What do? They go with Addison in the first round.
Yeah. You're thinking,
why?
Why? Yeah, I was with you on that one too. I was like, I get it. You know, so, yeah, score. I get it. But
let me tell you the one thing that's concerning about Minnesota. So the Vikings get off this blistering start last year. Remember, this team looked poised to make a deep run. They finished 13-4, if I remember correct. But they were -3 in plus minus point differential, which with a 13-4 record.
That's,
which is awful.
Very awful.
And that's very telling, right? You're a Charger guy. You have seen your team go 7-9 when they very easily could have went 12-4 based off of one play. When I see the plus minus minus three for a team that's 13-4, you caught some breaks.
You caught a lot of breaks.
And that's Minnesota
last year. And I just, we'll see. Year two, O'Connell scheme, maybe they improve a little bit. I'll tell you a team I do like, and I like the fresh start, and I know it's been talked about, and everybody just talks about Rodgers leaving Green Bay. Mm-hmm. But what's left? I like the way they're set up to run this year. I really like that they went with two tight ends in the draft. I love they went with Edge to put upside Rashawn Gary. I love the fact that they're trying to, you know, invest in that O-line, two running backs, two tight ends on the field, change that offense, evolve into something differently. And I'm excited to see what this young Green Bay team looks like. Yeah, I think they're going to win 12 games? No.
No.
Do I think they're going to be a fun football team, especially in the second half of the year? Yes, I do. I think this is a team that could win 9 games and at the end of the year peel off 3 or 4 in a row and people thinking, oh, dude, we don't want to play this team. They got a little something cooking. You know, one of them young teams. They got nothing to lose.
No, they don't. And as I talk about what I didn't like from Detroit and Minnesota, talk about what I loved from Green Bay. They flipped picks with the Jets, remember, move up 2 spots, and they grabbed a linebacker that's going to make a difference right out of the gate.
Yeah, absolutely. I really like it. I know they drafted two tight ends there early in the draft.
Yep.
But they got two running backs. They need to run the ball. Jordan Love can play action and help himself. It's his time to shine. This kid has physical talent. There's no doubt about it.
Let's not act like the Green Bay Packers were an offensive juggernaut last year, because they were not.
They were not. And I think these receivers are going to be a year older and a year better. Watson's dynamic. At the end of the year, he was on fire. So I really like this team. Now, the most puzzling team, I guess, is the word for it, is I have no idea what to expect out of Chicago.
Could be really good. Could be very meh.
I just have no idea. I love the trades they made. I love getting more. I think that was a great pickup for them. I think Fields is improving and finding his rhythm.
Yep.
I think this year he runs less, feels more comfortable in the pocket. That'll help. I like their, you know, there's some weapons there, right?
Yeah, they got a few.
There's some weapons there. You're looking at it. They spent some money on the O-line, some draft capital.
Which they needed to do. I mean, grabbing Wright with the 10th pick, thank you for protecting your asset, Justin Fields.
Absolutely. We're going to see some improvement from a kid that has a lot of talent, the Southern Utah kid, the Jones kid.
Mm-hmm.
Eberflus has a way of making a simple, fast defense, and young players can assimilate and play fast, right?
Well, that's why I love Tremaine
Bradley.
That's why I love Edmonds. He's the perfect
simple scheme. Simple.
You got to have a quarterback in the middle of your defense, and they went out and got one.
Yeah, the simple scheme, play fast. So I think the defense improves under him, but I just don't know what it's going to look like. I mean, I could see this team winning 9 games, and I could see this team winning 5 games.
Yeah, I think in this division, when you look at the weapons, Chicago's secondary is probably the biggest question mark going into the next season, going into this season. Like what they've done in their front seven, but really, what are they doing on the back half of that defense? Because, you know, Green Bay is going to be able to air the ball out, right? Jordan Love can throw the ball. We know this.
Yeah.
Okay, we know Kirk Cousins can throw the ball. And we know that Detroit, they're fine. They're hell-bent on adding, I guess,
speed.
Speed and dimensional players, right?
Mm-hmm.
Multi-dimensional players. So Chicago could be a sleeper team in 2023, but we could also look back at this and say, kind of flubbed up. Spent a lot of money in free agency.
Yeah, and it's a young, aggressive general manager. Kind of tore it down to the studs. He did a good job moving around, getting some draft capital. I think he did a nice job that way.
Yeah.
He's had extra picks. Let's see these two young. And this is another team, too. You know, we say that a lot, but really, this is another team. In November, you see make major strides.
Right.
Maybe at the end of the year, they finished in their last 6 games. They're 3-3, and it comes down the wire in all of them. You're thinking, hey, this team has improved. As the season went on from week 1 to 17, you want to see a team make real leaps. This is a team that could. Do I think they're going to make the playoffs? No. Do I think in December this is a team at home in that nasty weather? You're thinking, I don't want to play this football team. Could be that team.
Yeah.
So interesting. There, that's an interesting story to follow in Chicago. It's really going to be fun because I want to see what Fields does.
Yeah.
Through the air. We know he can run.
Right. Yeah, we know he can run. I think that's always been the question mark, though, even going back to his Ohio State days, right? When they drafted him as high as they drafted him, that was the question mark. Is he going to be able to throw the football? Okay, let's do it. Let's jump in and go over under win totals. 9.5 for Detroit.
Over.
I think it's over, and I think they crush that if Jared Goff plays like he did last season.
If the secondary plays average, I think they, yeah, I agree with you.
They will crush that. Minnesota, 8.5.
Over.
I'll go over with Minnesota as well. Chicago, 7.5.
Under.
I go under as well because I think they hit 6-11.
Six or seven wins, I think, is probably where they're going to be. But they'll be competitive. It'll be close. They'll be better than that record indicates.
And Green Bay is also at 7.5.
Over.
Ooh.
I think they run the ball well enough. I think this team gets hot, peels off 4 in a row, and they end up with 9 wins or somewhere in that neighborhood.
I hope it's over. I hope. I want to see this team succeed without Aaron Rodgers.
Wouldn't it be something if Jordan Love and the Packers go on a little playoff run and Rodgers is watching the postseason from his newfound Jets home?
Packer fans, real Packer fans deserve that. Fringe Packer fans who love Aaron Rodgers also deserve that. So, yes, I'm rooting for that.
That would be something. That would be something.
Vinny Rondinelli joining us for Football Tuesday. Vinny, we'll do it again next week. We're down to the final. We got 2 divisions left.
That's it.
Yeah, we got 2 more divisions.
Yep.
We'll go south.
We'll go south. And then by that time, it's training camp time.
It's camp time. We've made it close through the dog days of summer. Vinny, always a pleasure to get you in. It's Football Tuesday live from the Sutherland Studios. Be safe. We are out.